John S. Doyle is here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
Some restricted breeds of dog could be banned in Ireland if a group reviewing dog controls recommends that the government do so. That's the view of Rural and Community Development Minister Heather Humphreys, reported in the Irish Times. She was reacting to the death of a young woman, Nicole Moray, at her home in County Limerick yesterday, after being mauled by at least one of her own dogs. The death of Ms. Moray is the main story for most papers. The Irish Examiner reports that the dog thought to be at the centre of the attack was an XL bully, a breed which was recently banned in Britain. And the paper quotes the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, as saying that there should be an outright ban in Ireland on certain breeds which are known to be potentially vicious. It is hard to imagine anything more terrifying than having a beloved pet turn on you, writes Philip Nolan in a column in the Irish Daily Mail. In a column in The Independent, Amy Malloy notes that last year 850 dog attacks were reported, including 430 on humans, 240 on livestock and 180 on other animals. Today, the 6th of June, is the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings by Allied troops in Normandy and is marked in front-page photographs in The Times and the Belfast Telegraph. In the Telegraph picture by Kevin Scott, relatives of World War II soldiers enjoy a 1940s-style tea dance in Belfast yesterday. The Times picture from PA shows a young girl stepping forward with veterans to lay a wreath at Bayeux War Cemetery's Cross of Sacrifice in Normandy. And the paper reports that amid heavy fighting and air strikes in Ukraine, Presidents Zelensky, Biden and Macron are to meet in Normandy this week. On the eve of local and European elections, the Mail reports in its lead story that a row has broken out in the coalition about whether the parties should coalesce again. The Times, in an editorial considering the European Parliament elections, says there is a definite shift towards harder right-wing parties, which will affect how the different political groups in the Parliament relate to one another. It seems odd to have to state this plainly in 2024, says the Examiner, but our democracy is beleaguered at this point in time. We need to be proactive in protecting it.
John, thank you very much indeed. That's John S. Doyle.